We learn Mesechus Be'ed Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you put mayim into the Isa, you lend someone mayim, water, so then it's Ein Behem Mamish, and therefore you go bust the tchum of the one who owns the flower, and you don't count the person who owns the water, because water is bottle, it's nothing. That's what it said in the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So Gemara makes a diak. Mayim in, melach loy. It's mash badafka, water is bottle, but salt is not bottle. Great Gemara, kasha, vatanya, Bryce is not like that. Vatanya, rudaymer, mayim umelach betalim, bein be'isa, bein be'kedera. Why? Because it's not mamish, even mamish. So it's shver, it says, armish is mamish, melach is not bottle. This is not going as a bit of roy, but it's a different word, because it's in by mamish. So it's mashma in our Mishnah, dafka mayim in behem mamish, but melech has mamish. Here it's mashma, mayim and melech both are the same, they don't have mamish. And our answer is like kasha, two types of salt. Ho melech sadaimis, ho melech is the roikness. A melech sadaimis, Rashi says, is a very thin salt, because you find that's the reason why you have to wash mayim achrayim, is because you might have a little salt left on your fingers and it could cause blindness in the eyes. So therefore, you have to wash your hands. So you see, melech sadaimis is very small. You don't see it. Melech sadaimis is a big piece, like a kosher salt, whatever. It's a big piece of salt. That is nikar from the yasmai. So when does the bryce says melech sadaimis to wear melech sadaimis? But our Mishnah says melech sadaimis to wear very thick, coarse salt. Frank Marakasha of Atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, mayim umelech b'teilim b'isa v'im b'teilim b'kedeira b'reitva. So like now it's another kasha that says that the mayim is not bottle. Our Mishnah is mashma, the mayim is bottle, sayin the isa, sayin the kedera, the water. Here's mashma, mayim is not bottle. We throw two types of waters. What are you going to say about that? Mayim is not bottle, isa, mayim is not kedera. And pay right for it because it's juicy. And for the Gemara, like kasha, haba ova, haba raka. And chanami, our Mishnah is talking about a thick tafsel that the water is not nicker. And that's why it's like an isa, and that's why it's in my mamish, mashma, inking. The Brisa is talking about raka, a loose tavshal, loose dish, and therefore it is nicker, the liquid is nicker.
Lamaisa over here, the flour anyways changes, the mitzias changes.
Right.
The whole thing changes.
Yeah, so what's that as far and so what? But if it has yes, but mamish, let's say the big piece of salt. Yeah, right. Mitzias changes. Yeah, mitzias changes.
But you have flour, so it's only the second one? But you need it both.
You need it both. Yeah, so what? But Lamaisa. So that's a shaila we have to go through. The bittul and chanami. If they both have an effect, then it's k'shteyim. But if it's even mamish, it's nothing. Even if it changes it, it's not enough. Since it's not here anymore, tchum goes to something that's here. It's not ba'en anymore. It's not a metzias anymore. So there's no tchum on that. So look at Mishnah Vayta. Gachelas k'ragli habaylim v'shehaves b'chol makim. Our Mishnah is in mechalek between two type of fires. If it's a coal, so there it passes to say you can apply the dinim of tchumen that it goes after whoever owns it. Masha'inkin, a flame is Ein Behem Mamish, so therefore, if I take my candle and put it into your flame, and now I have a flame, that flame is not your tchum. It doesn't have a mamish. Like a chela has karag the bailam. A coal has din of the bailam, of the owner. Has a tchum of the owner. Masha'heves b'chol makom. Masha'heves, you can bring whoever you want. There's no issa tchum on Masha'heves, because the flame itself has no mamish, therefore there's no tchum on that.
Yantif, right?
Yantif, yeah. And there's another din, another chilek of gecheles. Gecheles shehekdesh moilim boy. If someone goes to the mizbeach and takes off a gecheles, there's me'ila on that. It belongs to hekdesh. V'shehevis, but the fire loy nenin midir abanon. You can't have enough. But loy moilim. There's no me'ila again because the flame has no mamish. A third case. Hamaytik gecheles shesharavim. Someone brings a gecheles out to the shesharavim, and the Gemara will tell us how you did this exactly. Chai. V'shehevis potter. V'shehevis potter, you will see how you brought out the shehevis, rather. The Mishnah Gemara will discuss how you brought out the shehevis. But gecheles, you carry out a coal, you chayiv. You carry out a flame, we'll see how you carry it out. The halach is, you're potter, because ein behem mamish, there's no issa hoitza on that. Tanu rabbanan to the braisa, chamisha dvarim nemar v'gecheles. There are five things that are said by gecheles, and a shehevis means that there's a difference between a coal and a flame. What are the five things? Number one, we had three of them in the Mishnah already, we'll add two more. Hagecheles karagli habaylim shehavis b'chol makom. The halacha is regarding tchumen. Gecheles gets the tchum of the owner, and shehavis does not get a tchum of the owner. It's eimah mamish. There's no tchum whatsoever. Gecheles shal hektish, another halacha which was mentioned in our Mishnah. Gecheles hektish moyelam boy. There's me'ilah shehavis loy nenim loy moyelam on shehavis. There is no hana. It's ishana midrabanan, but there's no me'ilah because eimah mamish. A third case. Gecheles shal avidazara asura. A gecheles of avidazara is aser. V'shal heves muteres. But al shaheves of avodah zarah, you take a flame from avodah zarah, it's also mutter because it's ein behem mamash. Hamoytzik chal shesharabim, if you take out, carry out the coal into shesharabim, yechayiv al tzitzah on Shabbos. V'shaheves, but al shaheves is potter. And that was also mentioned in the Mishnah. So far we added on one more avodah zarah. Now be the fifth one we're adding on. Hamuda hanam v'chaveira. If someone said they're not going to have hanam from their friend, also b'gechaltoy, you also to use his gachelas, but mutter v'shaheves, you're allowed to use his flame again because the flame ein behem mamash. So now the Gemara just picks on avodah zarah and Shabbos and hektish. By hektish, we say that even though there's no mamish, midrabanan like upon him it's also. Shaheves sounds like of avodah zarah sounds like it's mutter. What's the difference? Ma'ishno shaheves avodah zarah the sharia even midrabanan it's mutter bahano. Or ma'ishno the hektish da asira that midrabanan it's also bahano. So Gemara answers like this: avodah zarah the meisa obdil in shemineh. You're disgusted. A person is disgusted about his zara, so he's anyway not going to use it. He's not getting near. I'm not worried. He's going to go do it. You don't have to make an ister rabbanon on that. He anyway, doesn't take it. Lagos rabbanon make a gzera. Hektish loy ma'os loy v'dilei enshimenei. A person is not so bundled, not so separated himself from hektish. Goes rabbanon. They made a gzera. Both Rashi Tosfos speaks out. Even though you find out klape chulin hektish is called v'dilei minei. But compared to avodah zarah, you're not as much separated from it, and therefore it applies to say, you could say is the rabbanon, yeah, is the rabbanon, that's also bahana. The end of the Mishnah said, and this is also in the Braisa, ha'moitzi chel shiram chayiv shaheves potter. Beit Gemara kasha v'atanya ha'moitzi shaheves kol shur chayiv. You take out a small flame, you chayiv. So we see that you take out a flame, you chayiv on Shabbos. What's the difference? Omrav Sheshes, Kigun Sheitziu Bekisim, you took it out with a toothpick, with a match. You brought out Shaheves with a match. If that's the case, so you're not Chayev because of Shaheves, you're Chayev because of the Kisim. The tape Glem Hashem Kisim, you carried out a Kisim. And for the Gemara, the less they Shi'ura, that when it comes to a little twig, there's a shear, the Tanan, Hamoitzi Eitzim, if someone carries that Eitzim, what's the shear that you Chayev? What's it called? Lechas Mach Sheva, it's called a Choshava amount of wood. Kedei Levashel Beitzakal, enough to cook an egg. Egg is the easiest thing to cook, Rashi says. She kal levash, we call it beitzim. We're talking about a beitzim that's easy to cook. Let's say a chicken egg is easier than other eggs. A kabbalah, an easy egg to cook. And that much twigs, that's the shear. And here you took it less than that. So here's only chayv al shaheves. It's only chayv al shaheves. So the chiddush is, we're saying is, if you bring out a shaheves with a kisim, so that has more of a chashivas, it's more called a mamish, and then yechayiv. You're not chayiv as the kisim, it's too small. Yechayiv as the shaheves, because the shaheves is called a yeshbei mamish when you're holding it on with a match. Abai says a similar pshat in the Braisa, we'll just give a different example. Abai Amakun, the shaifa mono mishcha, you smeared a plate, a earthenware plate with oil, and you lit a fire, and you carry out the fire, that shaheves is chayiv, because yesh be'mamish. Again, the Mara is a kasha, the table of Shem Mona, as the keli should be chayiv, you're not like carry out a keli, so forget about the fire. And the Gemara of a chaspa, it's a little piece of cheres, it's just a little shard of the earthenware. For table of Shem chaspa, what the shard alone should be chayiv, but less the shear, that needs a shear already. The Tanan, cheres, how much cheres is a person chayiv on Shabbos which he carries out? The elitin boy, pitzim l'chaveir. If it's enough to put it, let's say a windowsill, a lot of times they make windowsills with like a square frame, and sometimes the wood didn't line up, didn't have such good sores, and didn't line up, so they stuck in a little piece of cheres to even it out. That's called a pitzim. So if it's enough to fill in the frame, that's enough to be chayiv. Here was less than that, then we have to come on to the chiyiv al shaheves, the Rav Yehuda. So okay, so now we just said, the shaheves, if you carry out shaheves, but even on a match, even on a small piece of earthenware, you're chayiv. So what in the world was the case that shaheves is potter then? At the other time, tonight, our Mishnah, Hamaytza shaheves potter, heichem ishkachas, so what's the case? Because it has to be a case that you carry out a flame without anything, how do you carry a flame without a twig, without anything holding it? Gemara says, "Going to do ya do a shirabim. You blew it in shirabim. What happened is that someone was holding a candle, and you went ahead and you took your hand and you blew it with your hand, and you knocked off the shaheves, knocked off the flame, and threw it in the shirabim. So there, the behavim nechayev. That the Mishnah says, no, you potter because ain by mamish. But any time I carry out the flame with a match, that about is called yesh by mamish, and that will be chayev." Mishum Shabbos. That will be chayiv mishum isra hitzah. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Bar shel yachid. Keragda yachid. When talk about a cistern of water, a bar, a little ditch, it's really like a well that's in the ground. So if it's owned by a single person, Reuven owns the bar, so that water gets the tchum of that person. Reuven's tchum, whatever Reuven's tchum is, that's how much you can move this water. Bar shayach rabbi yachin. So she'an she'eseir, if it belongs to the city, the well belongs to the city, Rashi says, the Mishnah says, k'ragli an she'eseir, then the tchum is like the people of the city. Rashi explains what it means is, it gets the tchum of the city, that means it gets the city and 2,000 amos out of the city. And even if someone in the city, Reuven and Shimon in the city, made an error the other way, they can't bring it that far. It gets the din of the city. That's the chiddush. That's what Rashi says. The Ran, on the other hand, argues. The Ran says, "V'shel anche ir karagli seir, karagli hamemale rishon shoyis seir." Whoever fills it up full first, it goes on his tchum. The beirah the shutvihu. It's like a shutvis. Lebreiyev kivin the rabbanon yesh breira. So whoever fills it up it turns out to be his. He argues on Rashi. The third case in the Mishnah is Mishal Oli Bavel. That's a hefker, a bar that's hefker. It's a middle on the way up. Oli Bavel means when you go up to Oli Regal, they had these bairis on the side of the road. That's hefker. That's Karagli Amali. That is definitely Karagli Amali. We're not going like Rabbi Yechim and Uri Rash says that hefker not kind of shvisa. So whatever fills up, it goes by his shvisa. And the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that soon. So first, the Gemara handles like this. Rami le Rav le Rav Nachman says, Tanan bar shayachid karagle yachid. The bar of a single individual person, the halacha is, it goes on the tchum of the individual person. For Aminu, we add a kasha. The halacha bar should not be have shvisa at all, because the halacha is anything that moves does not have a shvisa. For Aminu, nahoroi samayishchim vaynes anoivim. Rivers that are moving or springs that are pouring out. Harein karagle ka adam. There is no tchum whatsoever. Any person that takes that water could take it wherever they want, wherever they could go. Because there's no tchum chal on this water. Because it's moving. Even if it belongs to the individual, it's moving. So what's the problem of our Mishnah? It says, Karagli Yachid. Amarav, a very simple darah. Sfakam Ayaskim, Menachrasim. Our Mishnah is talking about a bar that the water is not moving. It's in one place. It's Mechunas. It's in one place. It's Menami, Armachiva, Avram, Meshmo, Menachrasim. That it's gathered in one place, the bar. And therefore, there is a Shvisa. And it goes after the shvisa of the individual because it's not moving. So that's the first two cases of the Mishnah. Bar shayachid karagli yachid, and anche oseir, it's karagli anche oseir, which Firashi means it gets the characteristics of the city, the tchum of the city. And according to the Ran, it means it's like a shutvis, whoever fills it up, it goes after his tchum. And then the last part of the Mishnah is talking about oily bava, which is hefker, which our next Gemara will discuss.